Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, the last 2 days we've looked at run walk strategies for the two medals that most people get on Comrades Race Day, the Bull Row, not the Bull Row, and the Vic Clapham and the bronze medal. Today we're going to look at that Bull Row in the sub 9 hour. And these guys are generally better athletes. Most of them are better athletes than the guys who finish sort of Vic Clapham, but walking just as important.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I think any race that goes on for this length of time, it's really important that we have fresh legs at the end of the race. And when I use the word fresh, I'm obviously talking in relative terms. But in order for you to achieve your goal, you need to be able to be moving at the required average pace, which for a bull run is 6 minutes per K. And the only way we can do that is if we do maintain a certain level of freshness in our legs. So I highly recommend a run walk strategy for the Bull Roan. And I think with all the run walk strategies, it's important to note, which I haven't said in the other two podcasts we've done on the topic, is that you want to be walking before you have to walk. Because when it gets to the point that you're so tired or sore that you have to walk, you end up walking much slower and you walk for much longer periods of time. And the idea here when we walk is that we're not on a Sunday cruise, but we actually maintain a brisk pace of walking. And we're just changing the frequency of the firing in your muscles and the actual impact, because the walking impact is less than the running impact. And in this way, we maintain a much higher level of freshness through the race. So for your Bull Roan, I recommend a 5 kilometer run, 1 minute walk. But some people feel that is too many walk breaks. So to them, I say it must be a maximum of 10 kilometers. So you must walk at least 1 minute every 10 kilometers. And on the bigger climbs, so we're talking about Fields Hill, Inchunga, and probably Polly's, you want to do a minimum of 2 times 1 minute walk on each climb. And you probably want to do a little bit more, but that you can sort of feel out on the day and depends on how your legs are feeling.
Fantastic. Lindsay, thank you very much. Tomorrow, we're going to look at another medal that a lot of people probably think you don't need a run-walk strategy for, but it's probably important to look at for the silver medal runners as well. Let's take a look at that tomorrow. That's when we'll be back. Make sure you submit your question on AskCoachPerry.com if you want to get your question answered.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.